Here's a taste of Sanborn coffee and royal pudding. Bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, and his orchestra, Nita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, and Ursula Swing, and our special guest, Don Amici. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Hello there, you lovely people, you. This is your oh-so-clever Charlie McCarthy. Oh, that's all right.
Yes. Oh, that's very cute.
I liked it, yeah.
Yes. How can you act so innocent with such a guilty conscience?
I know.
Do you know what time you came in last night, Charlie?
No, sir. My Mickey Mouse watch stopped.
Yes.
I forgot to put some cheese in it.
Yes. That isn't funny.
No.
You ruined my night, waiting up for you. 10 o'clock, no Charlie.
Oh.
11 o'clock, no Charlie. Where were you?
I was coming in at 2400.
It was 12 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
What have you got to say?
Well, I guess I'm just a no-good little stinker.
Yeah. What were you doing at that time of the night?
Well, There's one thing I want to say before we go any further.
All right. What's that?
Let's not go any further.
Tell me, Charlie, what can you find to do at that time of the night?
Are you kidding?
But, Charlie, you must think how you hurt others.
Yeah.
I stood looking at your little bed. It was empty.
So you plopped in and went to sleep?
No. I sat there with the light burning in the window, thinking, where is my wandering boy tonight? I sat there hour after hour. And you know, after 11 o'clock, it isn't easy for me to stay awake.
You have a little trouble at 4 in the afternoon, too.
Terrible thoughts ran through my mind. Why, I was thinking that you might be somewhere on the road, crushed. Broken.
Dad, you paint a messy picture, don't you?
I called the hospitals, but no luck.
Oh, that's me, no luck. I never get in a hospital.
Fear clutched at my heart, and as I ran my nervous fingers through my hair.
You really worked your fingers to the bone, didn't you?
Where is my boy? I kept saying, is he getting into trouble? Perhaps he's robbing the First National Bank. I don't know.
First National Bank? Do you know the cement is 40 figure on that vault?
Will my boy's misdeeds make me ashamed to walk down the main street?
Well, you can always sneak up an alley.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, I've done all I can. And I can only repeat, crime does not pay.
No, no, it doesn't. Nice hours, though.
Yeah. There's lots of wisdom in that old saying, early to bed and early to rise.
Is Bergen's idea of exercise?
No. Makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. Benjamin Franklin said that.
Well, it's corny. I only stick to his kite racket. Wealthy and wise.
That's right. Go to bed with a chicken.
Who ever heard of a wealthy chicken?
All right. Well, early to bed makes a man healthy.
I challenge that statement. Statistics show that more people are sick in bed than any place.
Oh. Well, it also makes you wise, Charlie. You know, Charlie, knowledge is wonderful. Why, you really know nothing without knowledge.
Now, there's a hunk of nothing if I ever heard of.
What I'm trying to say is that anyone who doesn't go to bed at night is an idiot.
Well, that's me. I'm a night-blooming idiot.
Yeah.
you need to stand there and say if I cut myself a slice of snoozeroo, I'll wind up a financial raccoon?
No.
I mean, cocoon?
No.
Sitoon?
Oh, no. Well, Justin, I guess I shouldn't be too hard on you after all, because you did come back.
Yes, I did.
And I guess you found that home is the best place after all.
Yeah. And besides, it was the only place open.
Yes.
Right off, and the orchestra now play a special arrangement of This Can't Be Love. Coffee better than others, they drink Chase and Sanborn. Yes, that's the surefire formula. The better you like coffee, the better you like Chase and Sanborn now. Because now, once more, the entire world offers its finer coffees for selection, and Chase and Sanborn makes the most of it. You get shade-grown flavor in lavish abundance, vacuum-packed at its best and freshest. And that's why people who like coffee best insist upon Chase and Sanborn. Right now is the time to take advantage of that. Enjoy the richer, more delicious flavor of finer coffees grown in the shade. Shade grown means slow grown, and that explains Chase and Sanborn's special goodness. You see, growing time is flavor-making time. Protected from the sun by taller trees, these coffees store up extra flavor, and then blended and roasted to perfection, Chase and Sanborn is quickly vacuum-packed. No other container ever invented can give you so much freshly roasted goodness. So don't miss out. Now's the time to ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Well, Mortimer.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. I haven't seen you since last Sunday.
Well, that was probably caused by my not being here.
Yeah, I imagine so. Well, I like you, Mortimer. You never give me trouble like Charlie does.
You
go to bed early at night, don't you?
Oh, sure. You see, I have to get up early on account of my new job.
Oh, I see. New job?
Yeah. I'm busier than a one-armed... one-armed... One-armed beaver.
Yeah. No. I see you have another job.
Yeah, I'm working in a big animal and pet store.
I see, a pet store. Mm, that's interesting. How much do you make working there in this pet shop?
Well, I get 50 cents a day.
That's nice.
No. And all the flea powder I can use.
That's nice. Tell me, which of the animals there do you like the best?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, the monkeys, I think.
Monkeys?
Yeah, they're so friendly with me.
Yeah.
Seem like kinfolks,
yeah.
Only smarter.
Yeah, I see. Well, I think monkeys are very amusing.
Yeah, they're more fun than a barrel of people. Yeah. I like the lion there, too.
Oh, you mean they have a lion?
Yeah, sure.
Well, doesn't the lion frighten you?
No, just no. I even put my head in his mouth.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Well, That's awful. What did he do?
Oh, he spit it out.
I suppose your job is to feed the animals.
Yeah, but I'm worried about them, poor things. They're off their feet.
Off their feet?
Yeah.
You mean they won't eat anything at all?
No, no. Just stand there. Molting season, I guess.
They never eat.
No.
Just stand there.
Yeah, that's for you.
Say, I'm beginning to smell a rat.
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you.
I reckon I'm around those animals so much.
Yeah, I know.
Working around it.
Yeah, yeah. What animal store is this, and who runs it?
Well, his name is, it's out in front there. It comes from Texas.
Comes from Texas?
Yeah. They call him Tex, I think. Yeah. Last name is Dermy.
I see.
Yeah.
I thought so. Taxidermy.
That's the fellow, yeah.
Mortimer, don't you know why that lion didn't eat you up?
Well, I reckon I'm the wrong flavor.
No, no. Didn't you realize what condition those animals were in?
Well, there was one that's in awful condition. A moose.
A moose.
Yeah. Stuck his head right through the walls.
Mortimer, that's just a moose's head mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what worries me is where the moose's caboose is.
You can stop worrying about that moose. It isn't even alive.
You mean old man Moose is dead?
Yeah. That's a taxidermy shop, all right. Those animals are all stuffed.
Well, no wonder they won't eat anything.
No, that's right. Good. What I mean is that they're all dead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then why don't they lay down?
Well, I don't know. Mortimer, how can anyone have such colossal stupidity?
Well, it's an old story. Either you got it or you ain't.
That's right.
Well, Charlie, did you tell Edgar where you were last night?
No, I didn't, Ray, and I've had nothing but trouble.
Hello, boys.
Oh, more trouble down in E.T.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Edgar. Say, you're looking fine.
Yeah, well, it's a wonder, because last night I was up until midnight.
What, you old rat, to you?
No. No, Charlie stayed out until 12 o'clock last night, but he finally came back.
Wish I could play the same for my $5.
$5?
Oh, you had to go and tattle, didn't you, Ray?
What's all this about?
Well, you might just as well know what happened. Last night, the police picked me up for being out after curfew, that's all.
Yeah, you see, Charlie phoned me for $5 to bail him out. I had to tell them I was Edgar Bergen. Not pleasant, you know.
So Charlie was picked up by the police. Ray bailed him out and posed as Edgar. Is that it?
Ray, you mean you had the effrontery to pose as me?
Well, to put it baldly, yes.
Yeah. Now, this is the kind of a man we associate with.
I see.
A man who is guilty of forgery and misrepresentation.
No wonder I'm a bum.
Yes.
Oh, look, I was only trying to keep you out of that absolutely awful jail.
Oh, so now you're running down our jail.
No, I didn't mean that, Charlie. Yes. No, I think it's as nice a jail as anyone could hope to be in.
Oh, now you're trying to make crime attractive,
no,
aren't you? You'll swing for this, Noble.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute here, fellas. There's only one way to settle it. Why don't you go down and see my friend who's a lawyer?
Who is he?
Well, his name just happens to be Gazzola.
Uh-oh.
Need I say more?
Come on, Begin. Let's go see the man.
It's just plain love.
because he's by your side. It's just plain love. When she looks you in the eye and your heart begins to sigh, just plain love. When she takes you by the hand and says, oh, I think you're brand, just plain love. Love is such a precious thing. Never let it pass you by. There's hidden treasures in if you try. So if you're happy down inside, just because he's by your side, it's just plain
the place. It says Gazzola the lawyer. Walk up one flight and save 10 years.
How do you do, gentlemen? Is there anything I can do for you all?
Well, stuff me with shortening bread and shut my mouth. What part of the North are you from?
I come from Texas.
Well, on a job, are you from Dallas, Texas, or Income, Texas?
A sir?
Oh, I get it, sir, Texas. Yeah. Well, we don't
have an appointment, but I guess it's all right for us to go right in and see Mr. Gazzola.
No, you don't, Pam. No, Pam. Pam, for heaven's sake, pay attention. And I've been waiting so long to see Mr. Gazzola that I am simply worn to a Pazzola. Yeah.
Well, you certainly look like you're in trouble.
Trouble? Well, I want you to know that I am in such a mess.
That was...
No, it isn't exactly a mess either, because mess is what they call army food.
Yeah.
And goodness knows that I am far from eating regularly.
Yeah.
Are you an attorney or a client?
What do I look like?
Well, I could answer that, but I've got enough trouble now.
Hello, hello, and hello. Greetings and litigation.
Yeah. Are you the lawyer?
That's what I am, man. I got a stupidies, a weenies, a spotless, a clitties, and a laughing hyena.
Yeah.
My name is the Heaviest Amicia Gazzola.
Heaviest?
That's right. So my friends are calling me a Honest the Heavy. The smiling Italian.
I would have never guessed that you were Italian.
You know it. There's just so many people can't figure out my nationality.
Yeah.
How do you say I've been here so long I pick up with this Yankee accent?
Yeah.
We have a legal matter we would like to take up with.
I object.
And what are you objecting for?
You're standing on my foot.
Oh.
Mr. Gazzola, I am here to see about an eviction.
Oh, eviction, eh?
Yeah.
You just deliver this to me. I'll have you thrown out in 24 hours.
No, not me. You see, I bought a house, and the tenant is undesirable, uncouth, and just plain un. And I want the lease terminated.
Oh, you mean that the building has got the termination?
No. I mean the tenants.
Oh, the tenants have got the terminites.
They haven't got terminites either. They're careless and noisy, and if you'll pardon the expression...
You ain't excused.
Bellicose.
Oh. You hear what he said?
Yeah. That is why I want you to help me evict them.
Don't you worry your head. I'm going to have them thrown out there before you're going to say Jack to Robin L.
Oh, you will? Oh, you goody-goody gumdrop.
Now, we're going to give it a...
Wait for your turn.
What did you say?
I said goody-goody big fat gumdrop.
Now, Now, look, Joe, we're going to give it to the bum and the bum to us. What is the address here, huh?
The address?
Yes.
Do you want to know the address?
That's what I asked.
Okay. The address is 1850 North Colorado Street.
1850 North... Hey! It's the bums of me! That's where I live. You can't throw me out. I've got a two-year louse.
Yeah.
All right. You're lucky you got anybody living in this place. That's a mess. Got little things crawling all over the place.
Oh, roaches?
No, my kids.
Well, frankly, I just think you're disgusting.
Oh, uh-huh. I heard the way you said about the meeting. You know I could sue you for libel.
Yeah. You could?
Yes, I can.
For libel?
That's the right.
Well, if you do, I'll just shut up like a small clam.
Well, then, it's smarty pants. I'm going to sue you in the smaller clam of court.
Very smart. Well, what about the eviction? Now, what am I going to do about throwing you out?
You're going to do nothing because right now I'm going to throw you out. Yeah, he's a
car,
huh?
Now, Sam,
what are you wanting now?
I forgot to say goodbye.
Okay, who's the next to hear?
Well, huh? We were, but we're not so sure we want to be now.
Are you the only lawyer here?
Hey, sure. You know this old saying, too many crooks to spoil the soup.
Yeah. Well, we came here to talk about a juvenile delinquent case. Delinquent case, yes.
And you're a little bit old to be a juvenile delinquent?
No, no. Not me, no.
No, I'm the delinquent, Stinky.
Some cute kid, ain't you? You know, I got four little bambinos of my own.
Oh, you have four children?
Sure.
Do they all look like you?
Exactly. Except for one little thing.
Yeah?
They don't got a mustache.
Well, you see, I am this boy's guardian, but not his father.
Well, I'm more of a custodian than a guardian, but a guardian in all things.
Well, I'm
going to take a little bit too slow, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get my bearings all bowled up.
Yeah.
Now, you mean to say that this kid here is a jawbreaker?
No.
I mean a lawbreaker.
Yeah, yeah, lawbreaker, yeah.
Yes, and we're having quite an argument.
Well, you mean you want a divorce?
No. No, I want to beat this rap. Will you handle this case?
Why, you bet you can. But, I got to have $10 for a little restrainer.
A restrainer?
Yes.
Can you strain it a little finer, man?
Absolutely no.
Well, I have nothing smaller than a 20. Can you change a 20?
No, but I can't change the restrainer to $20.
No, there goes my bubble gum.
Got yourself a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know, I hesitate to take money from a little kid.
Yeah?
Okay, I hesitate long enough. Hand him over.
Yeah.
Just before you give him the money, Charlie, Mr. Gagolo.
Yes.
Have you ever had any actual law experience at the bar?
Why you ask a thing like this? Sure. I work at Tony's Bar and Grill for 2 years.
Where does the law come in?
Law come in every Saturday night to close us up.
What happens to a boy if he's out after curfew?
After what?
After curfew.
Well, that's it. That all depends on what the law says.
Well, I know it. That's what I'm here for. Why don't you look it up in the book?
By God, you smart the fellow, ain't you?
What have we got?
Which book you think I ought to try, huh?
Well, that big brown one is nice.
Big brown one here?
Yeah.
Yes. It's not good. That's too heavy.
That's heavy.
Look, I'm going to try this one here.
Yeah.
It says it here, and I quote, see? Slowly, Gregory, press his lips to hers.
That's the wrong book. There's a law book there. That's a law book.
Oh, yes. Thank you too much, you see. Let's see. Court of Apples.
Court of Appeals.
Smart the people. You foreign the people. You mispronounce everything. Now, what are we going to look for here?
What do we look for? Well, you look under curfew. Curfew.
Okay, don't get us so mad. I'm trying to help you here. Let's see. Now, here.
Yeah.
Cur. It's, here we got him. Here is it. It says, every doggy running around must have a license around his neck.
Okay, kid, open up your collar, huh?
I don't have a license around my neck.
No?
Nah.
Then you better roll over and play dead, huh? How does an attorney as stupid as you stay out of jail?
Hey, my friend, that's the danger. I got a good lawyer.
Yeah. You know, there's something funny about this setup. You don't look like you've been here very long. No furniture, no diploma, no license.
Well, look, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Yeah.
You see, I'm a traveling lawyer, and I've got to leave on a short notice.
You have to leave on a short notice?
Oh, Mr. Gazzola, there's a man from the Bar Association wants to see your license.
Oh, that's too much short notice. Case the clothes. Goodbye.
Next week?
No, who?
Well, it's the lovely Linda Darnell. We're having the glamour star of Forever Amber.
Oh, boy, imagine what's going to happen when Forever Amber meets Forever Amorous.
You're listening to Lex Studies. Welcome back to Southern Gossip. One of the first, Ray Nolan, Peter Gordon, Pat Patrick, and our special guest, Linda Darnell.